Blog Talk Radio.
And he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No weapon formed against me.
Stripes, I can heal right now. No matter what the
Praise the Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because what's going on. You're praising him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him and bless his holy name. Amen. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Minister Terry, on Women Speak Now with What's the Word. Amen. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I humbly come to you to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. If I haven't thanked you enough, Father, for just the small things. Waking us up. I can breathe. I can smell. I can taste. Father, we say, forgive us, Father, if we take anything lightly. Father, we just thank you. And Father, we thank you for the song that was played this evening, Father. No weapon formed against us. Father, because we believe and trust in you. We trust in you, Father, in all things. We praise your name and we bless your name and we praise you and give you all the glory in all things. And Father, I petition my prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen, family. Family, tonight I had to go to the Lord in prayer and this morning. And I said, Lord, I need you, Holy Spirit. What should I give me a word, something tonight to share with the people of God? The Lord gave to me humility, humble. My gosh. And I said, my gosh, humbling ourselves to whom? My God, to love like Jesus. Family, tonight, my scriptural reference is James 4:10. But I'm going to tell you like our three, the mighty man of God, and I thank him, and I thank God for allowing him to allow me another opportunity to share a word. Amen. But as our mentor has taught us to read the whole chapter. So we're not going to read it tonight, family, but read the whole chapter of James 4. But James 4:10, it tells us to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. My God, when we read his word, he's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. Amen, family? I just have to thank him and praise him. Humbling, humble. Humble is to be respectful and modest of one's own importance. My God. Humbling and humility. Submission to God. My God. We're living to bring glory to the eyes of God, not to ourselves. Take the attention off ourselves and not to others, but to God. My God, I always say, what we do from our hearts, and we do for our hearts because it's done for God. Amen. And we're not doing things because it looks good. My God. Because it looks good on the outside, to come from the inside. That's not seen. Amen, family. I praise him and thank him for his word. I tell you, the thing is, when we keep our minds, especially at a time right now, keep our minds stayed on Jesus and keep our hearts pure, pure in the sight of God, my God. Always telling myself, and we all tell ourselves, I'm no better than you, and you no better than I. Because God says he's no respecter of persons. And I always say, I like Jackie Boucher's song, Big God, Little Me. And you should be saying the same thing. Big God Almighty, little us. Right now, God Almighty, he created the world and all of us, you us. Who you going to trust? You have to believe in Almighty God. Amen, Tim. But he tells us, we can believe, we're going to believe and trust him. But he said, use wisdom. And he also tells us to obey the authority that he has appointed. Amen, family. To this humility and humbling ourselves. We all have gifts. Gifts and talents. But we'll never know unless we go to God in prayer and the Holy Spirit reveals our gifts. He has blessed all of us with something. Something in how we use our gifts. Amen, family. I tell you, because all of it's for his purpose. My God. I tell you, some of us, we're doing our, doing it for our own. We're doing it for our own. Believe me, we're deceiving ourselves. Yes, when I look at Pastor E and our Now Network family, all of them, yeah. When we say yes to God, yeah, the enemy, he wants to come to kill, steal, and destroy our spirit. But when we say yes to God, that's saying, I'm going to deny myself, I'm going to pick up my cross, and I'm going to follow him, my God. When we say yes, it requires something. It requires us to spend time in our relationship. Oh, my God. I think I talked about that before on relationships. We're in a relationship, especially, and it's a man and woman relationship. We do a whole lot paired, and we put a whole lot of time, love, and effort and everything into that relationship. This relationship with him requires the same thing. Amen, family. That means prayer was just time. Time with him and I and you and him, just time in prayer. Sometimes I have just been, this month, he knows our needs. I've been just listening, because he speaks to our spirit. Amen, family. It also requires that we study his word. Study his word. I thank God for Pastor E. He's going to be launching the Fear University, my God, soon. And I always say this is awesome and humbling, because humbling mentors. We're going to have pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophetess, bishops, apostles, ministers. They're going to be sharing, my God, and teaching his word. Full submission to God. He always tells us we have to watch the example. He says, follow my example as I follow Jesus. And we have to make sure our leaders are following the example. Family, I tell you, so many of us are stuck on, some of them get stuck on this me, pointing your fingers at myself, I, pride. My God. And we know God resists the proud, my God. And I tell you, he gives grace to the humble. Humble. You know what I was looking over this? Humble, I mean, isn't it countless times throughout the word of God, like 93 times that humble. He wants us to humble ourselves. And you know, with the after the grace follows favor. But that's after we're walking in humility. Amen, family? And we all, I'm raising my hand and say, yes, I want the favor of God in our lives. And I know right now, we just thanking him. Thanking him for being here, being on this line. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, my gosh. Again, I say following Jesus' example. We think about Jesus. He was God himself in the form of man. He was the ultimate example of humility, my gosh. He humbled himself. He didn't put himself above nobody and no one. He loved and he forgave. My God, forgiveness. Some of us have a problem with forgiving. Amen, family? I tell you, the ways of Jesus. But we won't know his ways until we get into his word. And the word tells us to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. How can we let it when we don't know his ways? My God. I thank God for his word all the time. I tell you. Another thing, family, what we have to do, we have to keep our mouth, our mouth and our thoughts of other folks. We got to build each other up. My God, build each other up, especially during these times, family. We have to encourage one another. We all know he's coming back to one church. So why not get your sister, your brother, everybody to join hands for that one church? Amen, family. I tell you, this is why Jesus said in Matthew 18:3, in red letters, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted to be like little children, you will," he said, "by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." My God, when he said little children, you think of little children. They play together, they get along, they love each other, they don't judge each other. Like little children. He wants us to humble ourselves. My God. He said like little children, but he's talking to all of us as adults. Amen, family. I tell you, because the things we're doing now, and some may be doing some things that's not pleasing to God. Then we got to ask ourselves, where did I pick that up? My God. I tell you, we all can ask ourselves, do we have things that we need to correct that's within us? Amen, family. The Holy Spirit can help us. Thank you, Jesus. Our strength comes from Christ. One of my favorite scriptures, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens. But without sin, I can do nothing. Yes, family, sometimes people don't know that we need the Lord. That's why it's so vital that we get out and share him. My God. Humbling ourselves, my God. Ooh, absolutely. It do not mean walking around with a prideful heart. Pridefulness. My God. Pridefulness and self. Pridefulness and self is a sin, an abomination to God. We have to, he says, deny. We have to deny it. Prideful in self, that's fleshly. That's not spiritual. Amen. 1 Peter 5:5-6 tell us, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. And yes, all of you be submissive to one another, clothed with humility. God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble." My God. Humility. Humility, family, and respect, they go hand in hand. Now, see, this is what I'm saying. We have work to do because some generations, the ball has dropped. But he said, be like little children, but we got to catch this. And we have to spread this word. We all have to humble ourselves. Amen, family? I tell you, we all can be subjected ourselves to this proudfulness, to this pridefulness. My gosh, we have to take that It's not about us. It's about Jesus. Amen, family. Some of us, we're doing things, saying, I did this, I did that. I graduated from here. I brought this. I brought this new car. I brought this new house. And we're forgetting. Sometimes you have to listen. He said, listen. We forget to say, oh, my God. I'm like, when they going to acknowledge? I thank God for allowing me to do these things, for allowing me to have these things. My God, my God, my God, you know. I thank God just for allowing, for opening my eyes this morning. And I know you on the line, you thanking him too. My God, hallelujah, praise him, amen. I tell you, family, we have to know that he is the source of everything. And it's right now, oh, I bet you it's more people calling on the name of the Lord. Lord, help us. But do you know him? We have to know him when we call on him. He has to know us, my God. I thank him, family. I thank him. I thank him for the trials. The trials in my life. Because now I know, still being blindly walking around, full of myself. Full of myself and not knowing who made it all possible. Thank you, Jesus, my God. He always says, the Lord says, please not let my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I have to say, I raised my hand because I was perishing. But I thank God. I thank God when he put people on your path that can open your eyes and take you out of that darkness so you will see the light, so you will know the light, my gosh. I always say, glory be to God. I love him. I can't help but praise him. I thank him. I want to share him. Family, this is what I'm saying. We all have to make sure that we're sharing him, sharing him, sharing his word, my God. We have the avenue. We're on this social distancing and everything. I thank God. Book Live has been doing it, the media. We can send texts. You can send emails, whatever it takes to get the word out. Amen, family. We got to just be watchful, hopeful, and prayerful. Prayerful. Prayerful and walking in humility. I am no one important. It's all for the glory of God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Ephesians 4, 1 through 2 tells us, therefore, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, my God. And verse 2 says, with all lowliness, gentleness, my God, long suffering, my God, hallelujah, bearing with one another in love, my God. We know we have to bear with one another in love. A lot of us right now on social distancing, and we may say 6 feet, but in your household, bearing with one another in love. My God, call on him. Call on the Holy Spirit. I call on him all the time, my gosh. He said, you ain't got to wait till in time of need. Just call on him. Amen. I tell you, how many of us have been out while we've been in this social distancing, we out with our masks and gloves on. How many of us has crossed paths with someone less fortunate than us? I don't put no terms on it, but I'm saying someone less fortunate than us. Did we take time with the mask on to say, God bless you? God bless you to somebody, to anybody? Because we all need God to bless us. We all need God to bless us. Bless us with safety. The blood of Jesus covers all of us. Amen, family. I tell you, but with this virus, people, we have, this is the human flesh, spirit of fear. And like Pastor E said, when you talk about the virus, first thing people think about is death. That's in the minds of the flesh, my God. And it's in the minds of many right now. I tell you, but family, this is right now, this is the time. This is the time, my gosh, to say ourselves, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Tell them, family. There's so many in the world, many in the world don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord yet. And we are all they might see right now. We have to let them know that we all need Jesus. And he loves us all. And he wants to hear from us all. My God. We have to tell ourselves, I am nothing. I'm nothing without him. My God. Stop thinking of ourselves that we all this. My God. We have to thank the Holy Spirit. I thank him all the time. I tell you, the Lord, he knows. He knows what we struggle with. My God. I tell you, he knows that if we have something to struggle with, but he doesn't hate evil acts. He hates the evil acts, but he still loves the person. So we should be loving those people. Even if we see something, we still have to love those people. Amen, family? These are his people. Amen? And when we love one another, that's the God within us. Amen, family? He gave us the Holy Spirit. That's our helper. Teacher. He teaches you when you're going left or right. Come on now. But he gave us the Holy Spirit. And help us. Help us with this plan. His plan and his will and his purpose. Amen, family. I thank God, and you should be thanking him too, that we can call on him anytime. We can believe and trust in him, family. Amen. I tell you. However we're able to share him, this is what I'm saying, just get it out there. Send it through the airwaves. Tell somebody, anybody, about Jesus, my God. I tell you, family, but we already know some that are already grounded in Jesus, but then there's some that don't know him. Amen, family? And we all need to be encouraged at this time. We need to be encouraged to know we have an assurance in Christ Jesus, that he loves us and he cares for us. Amen. We have to just praise God. I praise him for his goodness. Praise him over the circumstance. Sometimes we get hung up in our circumstances. We get hung up in the world's circumstances. Don't lose your focus. Praise him. Amen, family? I tell you, family, some of us, and if we're walking around, again, I say with that prideful spirit, we walking in the flesh, my God. And he told us, deny that flesh. And if we're walking in the flesh, we're lacking humility. And we sin that God is in us, within us. We're deceiving ourselves, my God, humbling ourselves. Right now, family, and from now on, we have to humble ourselves. This humility, humbling ourselves, to have love one to another. All God asks is to love him with all our heart, mind, spirit, soul, and strength, with our all. And to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, when was the last time you checked on your neighbors? Oh, my gosh. Do you have seen your neighbors? Do you have neighbors? I know all of us ain't living up in the country. Well, I know we got somebody that we can check on, or just even put your mask below. How you doing, Mr. So-and-so? I thank God for Facebook Live. I see you, Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. I see you guys out there touching lives, sowing seeds in people's lives, giving them hope and support. Oh, we all need that. Matter of fact, I got to get on my pen and paper tomorrow because I have to send the ministry for the inmates and give them their hope and support. All for the glory of God. Amen, family. Believing and trusting in God. Trusting in God to see us through. My God, Family, when you think about pride, when you use pride in the noun form, that's what gets the tongue up, because it's putting it on us, me, I, me. But when you use it in the verb form, yes, we can take pride in, just say you do hair. You take pride in making sure your client's hair look good. Just say you cook good. You take pride in cooking a good meal. Just say you dance well. You take pride in whatever you do. You can take pride in it, but don't be prideful. Have that prideful heart and within yourself like you above some. I'm up here. No. We all the same in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, my gosh, we have to look at family. What are our motivations? What are our motivations? Whatever our motivation, it determines our actions. If you got some kind of yourself in there and it's not about God, that's going to determine your actions, and your actions going to determine your results. My God. I tell you, family, goes to show you, pride can be a stumbling block, stumbling block that can keep us where God needs us and is taking us. We can't get there on our own. I'm always say, I tried my way, it didn't work, and we know the rest. I put him second and put me first. Where was my humility? No, God first. My God, hallelujah. Also, family, a prideful heart. When you have a prideful heart, you won't give. My God, you will not give with a prideful heart. You will not give to God. Some people have so much pride. They got that prideful heart. They figure, this mine. I want this guy. This mine. I get 10%. And some of them know the word. You know you got to give up your 10%. Come on now. That's a prideful heart. They won't get. And some of them won't even get to others. You hoarding in your closet, you got so much this, you got so much that. You're going past, you see somebody in need, and they might, before the virus, may ask you for some change. My God. A prideful heart, family, I'm telling you, a prideful heart will not give. I tell you, oh, my gosh, we have to work on ourselves, change our heart, let the word of God change us. Amen, family? Some people got so much stuff they hoard. I had to get my bags, get them out packing to get some things away. Amen, family? You have sizes you can't get into, and you know somebody else can be using this. As soon as they give the okay, my God, I'm telling you, family, that prideful spirit will block us from walking in humbleness, from the spirit of humility living within us. God, I tell you, he helps us to be humble. He wants us to be humble, just as Jesus was, family. Amen. And I always say, we got to love like Jesus, and we got to forgive like Jesus. That's another one. Forgiveness. You can't walk in humility if you have some unforgiveness in your heart and your spirit. No matter what it is, you got to pray to the Lord, leave it with him. Leave it with him. When you believe and trust in him, that's what we do. Amen, family. Family, that ends my session. For what's the word? What's my word on humility? Walking in humility to love one another. Amen. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to our family, Mighty Man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. And glory be to God. Do not have a prideful heart, my God, in your spirit of humility.
Come on, break that pride, Lord.
Walk, yes, Lord. Walk in your spirit.
Break that pride.
Yes, that, you know that pride.
You be stepping on toes. Well, you be stepping on toes. I got all kind of little niches on my little on the little part of it. You see, even when you think you've gotten over something, you know, you get the that word start coming. You be like, oh, you still dealing? Oh, you ain't.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. The word of accountability. I don't get mad. Come on, step on my toe. If I'm in the way, I need to get out the way.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Bless you tonight. Bless you tonight.
Amen.
Come on. Anybody else? Dial one. You want to get in the conversation? We all got, as a prophet said last night, we all got issues.
Issues.
And as you're telling us tonight, we all got to deal with them. Come on. Dial one and get into the conversation with the woman of God, Prophetess Lisa. Welcome to Women Speak Now. What's the word?
Well, good. Hi, my sister and my king of sister, my kingdom, but
hey.
You know, I love you all. I greatly appreciate
you.
Yes. There's no word to express because love is what love does. I just want to thank God. Just being here one more time, I just praise
Amen.
God for just knowing who He is and the fullness. And I love you, my sister.
I love you too, my beautiful sister. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all the way in Florida. Amen.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Well, you're
you
in Florida
too.
Now? You be all over the place. I'm about to put a GPS on you. You doing too much. Yeah, I gotta put a radar on you because you all
God
over.
God is moving her. Amen.
My God. Oh no. See, but when we the covering. Be like, wait a minute, are you where? Alabama. Oh, where you at? Atlanta. Where you at? Florida. Come on. She in the midst of a pandemic out there spreading the gospel. Oh, hey, God,
that's
my son.
Hallelujah.
Healing.
Hallelujah.
Protection.
Yes.
Energy.
Pull it down.
Oh, let's see, she pulled
pull
it down.
Down.
You heard she pulled it down.
Pull
bless
it
you,
down.
Prophet Lisa.
Yes, I love her. Amen. Love you
I
all.
I love her, too. And if you ain't doing that tomorrow night, you better meet me and Pastor Valores for Let's Talk About It tomorrow night, 6 p.m. my time. I think it's 8 or 9 your time. You better get on Facebook. We're going live. Let's
live.
Talk about it.
Amen.
Awesome.
Looking forward.
Oh, did
Amen.
I speak somebody Amen. Up? Can we talk about it now?
No, we're
Amen.
Not going to talk about it now. It's Miss
Don't
Terry.
Give it away.
We're not going to talk about it now. Nope. She did some good talking this evening. So, blessed word, my sister. Blessed word, my sister. Listen, that pride.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Glory be
That's
to God.
That's a good one. And most of the time, you always,
I need another moment. Take some more away, Lord.
Because most people associate pride with men and don't ever associate it with women. Women got pride
oh,
issues,
no.
too. We
got
we got big pride issues, you know. We don't want, especially when it comes to, you know, amongst other women, we don't want other women to know what it is we going through and, you know, and everything
right.
else. So I'm trying to work on that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, since you brought it up, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but you, when you said that, something dropped in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that pride doesn't come by being boastful or I mean, it does come that way, but pride comes in a lot of different forms.
Shameful.
Have you ever dealt with somebody that no matter what you do, they're never happy because they got to control every spot, every appointment, every thing
mm-hmm.
that they are so controlling
mm-hmm.
because they're prideful? Because pride comes because you're really not satisfied with yourself.
You're shameful.
Pride
yeah.
comes
that's where pride
because
comes.
You got some.
Shameful.
That's where pride comes in from
yes,
shame.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God.
Shame. Shame.
You say you got
yes.
some issues,
oh,
issues
I can,
within
yes.
yourself. Yes.
Right.
Issues within
and see,
yourself.
The thing is because right. the shame brings about you don't want to feel that way again, and number two, you don't want people to know how you react because of it. So, you know, just
Woo!
Like, you know, when we talk about the spirit of
that
offense, if
yes.
someone, right, if someone offends you, you can't show them how it really hurts you. You got to be the
Until
upper,
you, get
you know,
home.
The bigger person, right. You got to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
So, therefore, now that's how you start building pride when it's over and over and over. I ain't going to let them see that they got me. I ain't going to let them see that they hurt me
yes.
when they said that. I ain't going to, that's how you start building up a lot of pride within you. And then, like you said, pride then leads to control. Because now
control.
I'm going to control my emotions and I'm going to control yours, which is called manipulation.
Yours. And that goes with your actions. That goes with your decisions. That goes with everything about you.
Yes.
You got
to. Because you never want to be made
tomorrow.
To feel that way.
I'm excited about tomorrow.
Prayer.
Oh, my God.
Take that pride.
We're going to be live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking
forward
to it.
What you say? Put that pride in prayer. And
you
see, the thing
that
is Minister Terry, you got
to
take the pride in prayer, but you also got to be willing to listen to what me and Pastor E just said, because you take the pride in prayer, but if you don't look at how it's going to be broke down for God to show you where it started, which was a shameful act, or it was started from offense, or it was started from a rejection or a somebody, you know, damaged your reputation, he has to show you where it started from. And if you're not willing to do that, you ain't going to never deal with
that source.
Pass.
Yeah, that source. Amen. That source. What's called? Let's talk about it.
Now that's something to talk. Because listen.
Yes.
Because today.
Well, you
it
know,
came
we can we can invite two or three more people to come in, and Minister Terry, you can link in after after we do our little first 30 minutes. We're gonna open it that a couple of the team members want to come in also and interact with us. We're gonna make that happen. Let's talk about it. It has to go viral. It has to get interactive, and I'm excited.
Because, listen, check this out. This is my last point, and I'm finna go out the line for somebody else. I told one of my mentees, I said, rejection led me into depression and anxiety. But then I learned to overcome it. However, when I got in God and became a leader, rejection cycle started all over again, but this time I had to learn to grow from it. So you have to remember the cycle is not going to stop on all of a sudden you dealt with your pride and, okay, well, I done dealt with that and I'm over that. No, baby, that pain, that cycle is going to come back around again. Somebody's going to test your character. Somebody's going to test your reputation. Somebody's going to falsely accuse your name. Somebody's going to make you feel shame. How are you going to handle it this time other than the way you handled it the last time?
It's the process. It was never in the process. You got to work with. Amen.
You
got to
work with.
We better get it right.
Right.
We got to
love
look,
y'all.
Look, this is our
gotta
season
keep,
to get it
love
right.
You too. Oh, yeah.
Love y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Love you. Amen. God bless you. Love you too.
Oh yes, we will.
Hallelujah.
I'm working on my book cover as we're talking right now. I'm gonna send it out to you, let you see it. And we're about to do this thing. I've been provoked. I've been pushed. I thank God for my team. I thank God for the people that have allowed me in their lives that we can be honest with one another and make things happen. Are we ready to make some stuff happen?
Make it happen. Now.
Dial one. Come on. Somebody else out there, dial one. Get in the conversation. Now, if you're covenant, I'll throw you under the bus. But we're trying to give you the opportunity to dial one and get in the conversation. I know Evangelist Virginia Valentine is ready right now to come into Women Speak Now. What's the word?
What's the word?
Back in the day, they said chicken bird.
Praise the Lord. Chicken bird. Chicken bird. You know what's the word. That rhymes.
Thunder bird.
Yeah. Hey,
you better stop. I was trying. See, I was trying not to go there. Oh, people don't know that about Night Train and Thunderbird. We're going to leave that one alone.
Oh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I thought she was speaking on the car. I thought she was speaking on the car, Pastor.
We regressed a little bit, Minister Terry. We went back into the day. That Thunderbird, that ain't no car.
That's
a little clear bottle.
Oh, my gosh. Good evening, my beautiful sister. I'm glad
you're
on this line.
Sister?
Doing well.
Awesome.
I thought I was going to have to call you after the broadcast if you didn't come in. You know, I didn't see you on the book today. You know, I always have to do my rounds. Amen.
No, they've been having me kind of tied up around here a little bit. But guess what?
Oh.
I love you, my sister.
I love you too. I love you more.
And
I'll take
what?
The challenge. Yes, look.
I love you more.
I love you more. All the way to Baton Rouge. Hallelujah.
All
praise
the way to Baton
God.
Rouge.
It's like I've been knowing you forever and ever.
Yes, sir. Because you know,
but guess what?
We're family.
I'm listening
we're
to
family.
You.
Yes.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and you brought out so many good points. Humility. And you also talked about thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank
our
God
helper.
For the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and it brought
our
me
helper.
Back to John, the 14th chapter, when Jesus was talking to the disciples. He was comforting them, letting them know that he was getting ready to go back to be with the Father.
Yes.
But he said, meanwhile, I'm going to send you another comforter.
The Holy Spirit.
So we have someone to comfort us, to lead us, and to guide us into all truth. And I thank God that I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I have the comforter on the inside of me. I have someone to comfort me through all of this going on. I am being comforted every day, every hour, every second, 365 days a year.
Yes, sir.
I am comforter. I have the comforter on the inside of me. And it's not a, he's a he. He's a person. It's not a thing. The Holy Spirit is a he. The Holy Spirit is a comforter.
Yes,
he's a
sir,
he. I hear some people say it. That's not an it. He's not a thing. He is a comforter. He's a person.
Yes, sir.
He's a Godhead. He's a three in one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. And when you talked about that, and you went to James, the fourth chapter, verse 10. And you talked about the humility.
Humility.
And you talked about that word pride. As I was sitting here, and you say pride. You know what? Pride has a numerous of things, but one thing, pride, come before the fall.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord.
Pride, come before the fall.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm sitting here, if you stepped on my toes, fine, good. I'll just move them out the way.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because you have really brought out some good points. I was listening to was it Pastor Valoris?
Yes. Glory be to God.
Let me tell you something. I hear women.
Sir.
Well, what is the mean? Women is, I'm going to say it. I am going to say it. Women is so much further in the things of God than men.
Oh, hallelujah, my God.
The person that God showed himself to was a woman. He told Mary, he said, go tell. And I hear him saying a woman ain't supposed to preach. But guess what? Yes, he wants you to preach. Preach.
Yes.
Teach the word of God.
Yes.
The first somebody he showed himself to was Mary. And Mary ran to go tell a boy. Jesus said, I'll meet him in Galilee. Minister Terry,
preach
you
Jesus.
Have brought that word tonight. Because when I'm listening and preaching,
preach
I don't
Jesus.
Want
to
hear no lip
Glory
service. No
yes,
lip
sir.
Service. Look. No water down summer but the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That was the gospel tonight, my sister. Everything you said was lining up with the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We
thank
celebrate you.
Preach Jesus, evangelist.
Preach
Jesus.
Preach Jesus. That's right. I'm still waiting on that picture of that shirt.
Pastor, we thank God that you gave this platform.
Next week, okay?
Yes.
No, Minister Terry, you know what I told her? I'm still waiting on a picture of that shirt. I sent her
her
that shirt over 9 months ago. Preach Jesus.
I'm gonna take it and I'm going to send it. I only put it on one time, but I'm going to put it on with some red jeans, okay?
All right now.
What she said was some red jeans. All right now. There you go.
Amen.
Come on.
Now.
Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? We got a couple more minutes. I do know a man that's on the line. Pastor Dwayne Collins. Come on. We ride. Come on. Tell him, man. We ride, bro. We ride.
She rolling, though. Minister Terry. I've been knowing you for about what now, like 2 years, 3 years now.
We've
been knowing each other for a while. It's been over the 2 years. It's been a while. It's been almost five. It's been about 5 years. So we've been me and my wife.
Can't even remember.
Right.
Yeah.
We family.
We family. Look, you brought their world. They were tonight, man. And you know, I was sitting there like a bit, a vendor, Valentine. Bible says that you stepped on toes. I mean, you stepped on my toes too, because sometimes we gotta put pride aside. Knowing God's trying to show you something, you gotta put pride. You gotta put what you know inside. You know, because we think we know a lot. You know, and God was trying to show us something. We be thinking that, well, I know this, and that. You know, sometimes God will show it to you in the Word, and He will send somebody to you and explain it to you. And sometimes you gotta put your education to the side. Because your ways is not God's ways, your thoughts are not God's thoughts, you know? And so I receive that word, you know, because, you know, I pride, you know, you gotta put that thing to the side. When God's trying to talk to you, you gotta put that pride to the side and listen to the voice, listen to the still soft voice. He's trying to tell you something. You know, and what we got going on right now, you know, God is trying to talk to the church. He's not trying to talk to the unsaved. He's trying to talk to the church. Why? Because he have a message. He have a word for us. And in order for us to get the word, we got to put our pride to the side and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to humble myself.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you desire you want me to do, I'm going to do. Now, I heard a Valentine say that Jesus talked to a woman at first. But in my lifetime, I pray to God that I would be able to, when you do speak, that it would be some man, because he's calling for the man to come back, get things in order.
Yes.
So when he do speak, we have to be on the same frame of thoughts. We have to be on the same frame of thoughts, because if we don't be on the same thoughts in the bed, we've missed the moment. We've missed the shift.
Yes, sir.
You know, we've missed the shift. And so God is trying to do something within us. So we got to put that pride to the side, because he's calling for mankind. When we made the world, he made the world, he called him mankind. He don't look at us female and male. He could look at us mankind as his own creation. So we just got to get together with that pride to the side, because we both can share the gospel. We both can preach the gospel. We both should be able to share the pulpit. We both should be able to vandalize the world. Why? Because he did it. He put his pride aside. That's why he was able to hang on the cross. You know, this is Pentecost. This is still Pentecost up to 40 days. And, you know, he said, I could have called a herd of angels to take me off this cross. I could have gotten off the cross myself. But yet he said, no, I put pride down because I have to die that the world may be saved. And for us to save this tore up world, we got to put pride aside.
Yes,
we got to listen to one another.
Yes,
we gotta listen to one another.
Right. Oh my God.
Amen.
That's
Lord.
Gotta put it aside.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Pastor,
so it sounds like you got a little preach in you today.
Yeah,
he was.
I'm listening. Glory be to God.
She said something, and I was hearing some things. She said something, because within our own walk, we still have a little pride we need to put aside, because sometimes God show us some things. He said, well, I can do it. You know, God wants you to try it now. He can show you a lot of things.
Yes.
He can show you
a lot of things.
Yes.
That's right.
A lot.
And
true.
We should be able to receive from one another. I don't care if you're female. I don't care if you're male. If you're if you fall in God's ways and God's way, if you fall in God's ways and God and his thoughts, then we should be able to share the gospel. We should be able to come on one,
that's right.
One mind.
Amen.
Not six minds, but one mind. We
one
can figure
love.
This thing out together. Because he had
one
love. He had one word. He had the word, but he had one word.
Can we just work together?
can we
just work together? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, man of God. God bless you up there.
Bless you, man of God.
And,
God bless you.
It matters.
Love you and Pastor Ann. Send my love to Pastor Ann too, Pastor Collins. Amen.
Yeah, she over there. She over there. My daughter's doing something to her hair. And you know, she's wearing prayer because now the season is coming.
She can take pride in her hair. As long as we don't take it in ourselves.
She said you can take pride in your hair.
We take pride in, you know, when it's a different thing. Take pride in doing your hair, you know, instead of putting pride on yourself as me, I.
Well, you better keep it together.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God.
Amen.
Bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hello, Ann. I love you, Pastor Ann. God bless you. Oh,
hello,
my.
What's up, Pastor Ann? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you all?
Praise God.
You already know.
Doing blessed. Praise God.
Amen. All right, we love you guys up there.
Yes,
we got 3 minutes. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation, give a shout out, you better dial one right now, or we are going to end this broadcast and go to the next level. Tomorrow night is Let's Talk About It, the relaunch of Let's Talk About It with myself, Pastor E, and my partner in crime, Pastor V. It's going down tonight.
Amen.
I done got 8 topics just off of this short conversation right here.
Oh, my
of some
God.
Things that we
Amen.
Really need to grind into. And
yes.
I'm excited. I ain't scared. We're going all the way. This is gonna be open discussion, and we are really gonna get to it. Let's talk about it tomorrow night. Minister
Amen.
Terry, you blessed us as always, and you put us in check. We've heard the word, and now we got to take it to the next level. Thank you so much.
Yes, that was the Holy Spirit. All glory be to God. Amen. I always tell
Amen.
Him, just Lord, use me as a vessel. That's it, to deliver a word. I had to pray to him, and that's the word he gave me, was humility and humble on ourselves, and that prideful heart came out of that.
Amen. Well, bless
yes,
us.
Lord.
Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I say thank you. Father, I just thank you for you, for being who you are and what you do and how you love each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for all the listeners and the family that came on board. Father, I pray that this word did not fall on deaf ears. And I pray, Father, that we walk in humility. We get rid of, if we have a prideful heart, Father, we take that out, Father. We pray to you because, Father, this is a process. We pray to you through the process that you use us as your vessels to deliver your word. Father, to the people that need to know right now, Father, need to know that you love them, need to know that you care for them, need to know that you are here for all of us. Father, I petition my prayers to you and your Son, Christ Jesus, Almighty name. Amen. God bless you all, family.
How many want the Lord to reign on you?
Reign on my Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my field. What I asked him one morning at 4:30, I said, rain on my field. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it. Yeah. ground of my heart is your fear. And I confess to him, I said, but sometimes I've let the cares of this world because of them. I let my field get hardened. Prophetess and all, sometimes I do that. But I said, Lord,